Ava Jura lives in an old gold mining town high in the Andes Mountains of Peru. She works with women known locally as payaqueras, or gold pickers. She searches through the rocks of the Andes, looking for small pieces of gold. 12 years ago, Jura moved to the village of La Rinconada from her hometown of Chupa. La Rinconada is believed to be the highest settlement in the world. It is home to about 50,000 people. 5 of Jura's 8 children live with her in a metal structure. She walks for an hour to reach the place where local women work. When they arrive, they sit down and chew cocoa leaves, smoke cigarettes, and drink a little alcohol for luck. I don't count on my husband because he is no help as a father or a husband, she said. I'm the papa and the mama. We don't want for anything. We have everything. To remove gold from the rocks, the men and women use mercury, a toxin that they wash away with water from a nearby glacier. The water flows down the mountain into rivers. The water used in mining is just dumped, and all the communities downstream receive polluted water to support their farms, said Frederico Chavari. He is a lawyer and has worked on cases involving environmental crimes. The pollution goes directly into Lake Titicaca, he said. Titicaca is the largest lake in South America. It provides the drinking water and fish for the area's population. It is so badly polluted that the Global Nature Fund, a German environmental group, named it the most threatened lake in the world in 2012. In the past, the pieces of gold found by the women made their way to jewelers and telephone manufacturers. In 2018, a Swiss company that had been taking the metal for years stopped after Peruvian government lawyers claimed the company was connected to organized crime. Now, Jura and the others in La Rinconada say the gold supply is running out. It's not like it used to be. That's why so many ugly things happen, she said. Sometimes there's gold, other times no. At the moment, it's very low, Jura said. The men of La Rinconada bar all women from the mines dug under the rock. The men believe the mine has a female spirit, which becomes angry if the women try to take her gold. So the payaqueras climb onto black scree the men have dropped on the ground and search through it. They hope to find gold the men have missed. The women take any gold they find to the black market gold dealers whose stores line La Rinconada's main street. In a week, sometimes I can get 1 gram or 2 grams of gold, Jura said. Black market prices often change, but that can mean anywhere from $50 to $100. If I'm lucky, it can sometimes be 20 grams, but that's down to luck, she added. Thousands of women search for small amounts of gold. Some people say there are more than 15,000 payaqueras in Peru. No one collects garbage in La Rinconada. Women and men alike risk their lives and live in dirty conditions, in the mountains, thin, cold air. Life is hard, Jura said. As the gold runs out and officials try to stop the pollution, her way of life is ending. I'm Susan Shand.